The high school football game is at the center of life for small towns in much of rural America. And one town in western North Dakota is celebrating the return of that ritual for the first time in over a quarter century. Inside Energy reporter Emily Guerin has the story.
Here's something people in Alexander, North Dakota haven't heard for a long time. The Alexander Comets. They're a six-man football team. That's right, six-man. The school is still too small for an 11-man team. It's the day before their first game of the season, a home opener against a high school from eastern Montana. Wide receiver Jay Morgan is stoked.
I can't wait for tomorrow to come. My head's gonna explode right now.
Morgan's new to football and new to Alexander. His mom came out here from Bakersfield, California, to work in one of the new truck stops built for the oil field. Last April, he came too. Kevin Clausen coaches the football team in between his weeks living on an oil well pad.
I feel like because of the oil boom, we now have a football team.
Before the oil boom began in 2008, there were only 55 kids in the entire K-12 school. Like so many small towns in the Great Plains, Alexander was shrinking as young people moved away and farms grew larger and more mechanized. 10th grader Grace Nelson remembers her parents talking about closing the school.
It's kind of shocking to hear you don't have enough people so you can't be a school, because school is family. That's like saying you can't be with your family every day.
The oil boom has changed all that. The town has grown by 60% since 2008. And now there are over 200 kids in the school. And the kids are still coming, despite low oil prices and thousands of layoffs. But Nelson says there's a downside. The roads, they're much more dangerous now with all the oil traffic.
Over the past 3 years, we have lost 3 students.
The quarterback's older brother died. So did another would-be football player. So Grace Nelson, who manages the football team, she has a pretty complicated relationship with the oil field, like many people I met in Alexander.
I hate the fact that I can drive places that there was never anything, and it's nothing but solid pumping units and roads and traffic.
Mayor Jerry Hatter.
It's changed the landscape, but it's given me a lot, so.
A lot, like his job of the past 10 years.
The mayor job, I get $75 a meeting. My other job, I'm with the safety department. I work for Neighbors Drilling.
Back in the day, Hatter played football too, for a much larger high school in Montana. He wishes he could have been on a small, tight-knit team like the Comets.
I mean, these kids here, they have the ultimate experience. I hope they do good. It's going to be a tough year for them. Really tough, but...
Game day. The Comets are wearing bright red jerseys and clean white socks. They're in a huddle, swaying back and forth and getting pumped up. Then they turn and sprint through a line of screaming high school girls and onto the field, where they meet their opponents. Here's the announcer.
The Grass Range Winnet Rangers.
The Rangers have had a lot of practice, unlike the Comets. They're also huge.
At 6'2", a senior, Tucker Bevis.
The Comets were clearly the underdogs.
What?
Another touchdown for the Rangers. People don't seem to mind, though. They cheer at every tackle, even if the Comets let the Ranger player run 30 yards first. And when they're not cheering, they're sitting on the back of their pickup trucks watching the game, or holding each other's babies and visiting about their cattle or wheat yields.
Farmers, ranchers, you get caught up in your lives and you lose track. And it's nice to have everybody back.
Leanna Halverson-Dean is choked up. She really missed seeing everyone at these games. And that's what was missing during those 28 years this town didn't have football, that sense of community.
This kind of thing is our history, you know. And have it back, that means a lot.
Even if the final score wasn't the glorious victory they hoped for, the Comets lost 65-18. For Inside Energy, I'm Emily Guerin.
Inside Energy is a public media collaboration focusing on America's energy issues.